Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Yisro, we hear about the Aseres HaDibros, the Ten Commandments that were given by Hashem to Moshe on Har Sinai. And the last one of the Dibros is in Perek Chaf, Pasuk Yedalid, Lo Sachmod, you may not covet, you may not desire other people's spouses, other people's property, or other people, any material gift that another person has. And many Mefarshim ask the question, how can the Torah command us not to feel something? Hashem can command me not to do something or to do something, but how can he command me not to feel a certain way? It's not in my control. In a previous FMT, I discussed some approaches by the Mefarshim to that question. Please WhatsApp me privately if you'd like a link to that FMT. Another explanation is given by the Sefer HaChinuch. It's not clear who wrote the Sefer HaChinuch, but we know that he was a student of the Ramban, so he lived in the 13th century. And the Sefer HaChinuch says in Mitzvah Taf Tes Zayin, Mitzvah 416, that this question is not really a question. He says that absolutely our thoughts are in our control. We're not animals, chas v'shalom, we're not robots. And if Hashem commanded us lo sachmod, it must mean that he also created us with the ability to be rational, to be thoughtful, with the ability to control what we think about. And the Ibn Ezra, Rav Avraham ben Meir Ibn Ezra, who died in 1167, in his Peirush on this pasuk, agrees. He says that the Torah can indeed prohibit thoughts and emotions. And the Ibn Ezra gives advice in the form of an analogy of a very poor man who sees a beautiful princess. This poor man would never even dream of marrying this woman. She's royalty. She would never look at that poor man, let alone marry him. And this, says the Ibn Ezra, is how the Torah can tell us, lo sachmod. If you truly believe that everything is from Hashem, that he is in full control of what you have and what you receive and what you will receive, then desiring something that you don't have is as crazy as that poor man wanting to marry the princess. It's ridiculous. We are that poor person. And when we look at other people's property as that wealthy prince or princess, how can we in a million years have any desire at all for someone or something completely not in our world? That is the Sefer HaChinuch and the Ibn Ezra. Rav Meir Chadash was the Mashkiach of the Chevron Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. He died in 1989. And Rav Meir Chadash learned in Slabodka. Slabodka is a town in today's Lithuania, in southern Lithuania, about 90 kilometers southwest of Vilna. And the Yeshiva of Slabodka was founded by the Alter of Slabodka, Rav Nussan Svi Finkel, who died in 1927. And in the late 1800s and in the early 1900s, the Yeshiva in Slabodka, with Rav Nussan Svi Finkel at its head, had a unique and powerful style of learning and of mussar. The method of Torah learning and Musar in Slabodka focused on Gadlus HaAdam. It focused on our elevated status, on how special we are to be servants of God. We are special, we're royalty. And in that environment, Rav Meir Chadash, again, the Mashkiach of the Chevron Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, learned in Slabodka and grew in Slabodka. And there is a sefer called HaMeir, published in 1991, 2 years after Rav Meir Chadash passed away. It was written by the students of Rav Chadash about his life and about his Torah. And in the first volume of HaMeir, beginning on page Shin Chaf Hei, Rav Meir Chadash is quoted as agreeing with the Ibn Ezra's explanation of the prohibition of lo sachmod, however, with a twist. The Ibn Ezra said that if we think of ourselves as a poor person, we would never, ever have any desire for that wealthy prince or princess. Rav Meir Chadash said that he learned in Slabodka that we are not the poor person in the mashal of the Ibn Ezra. We are the prince. We are the princess. We're not the poor person. Why would we lower ourselves and wish to marry a pauper? They're not above us. All of the material possessions that other people have, they are below us, not above us. They are not out of our league. We are out of their league. When we view ourselves as royalty in relation to the ephemeral, physical things in this world, when we look at ourselves as special people who are privileged to serve the Almighty spiritually in Kedusha and Tahara, when we see ourselves like that, how can we in a million years spend our precious time on this earth coveting other people's property? Have an amazing day, everyone!